USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With Congress seemingly no closer to negotiating a new coronavirus relief package, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says it seems the closer we get to the presidential election, the more bipartisan cooperation diminishes.
And I can't tell you today for sure whether we'll get another rescue package or not. I can tell you, I think we need another one.
McConnell was speaking to reporters in his home state of Kentucky. Legendary pitcher Tom Seaver has died at 75. The National Baseball Hall of Fame saying Seaver died in his sleep on Monday from complications of dementia and COVID-19. Nicknamed Tom Terrific, the right-hander won 311 games over two decades in the big leagues, spending most of his career with New York's Mets, leading them to an improbable World Series victory in 1969. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is set to meet today with Jacob Blake's family during a visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Blake paralyzed after police shot him during a recent domestic violence call. Biden will tour Kenosha 2 days after President Trump made a similar stop in the city. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains under fire after a video showing her getting her hair done inside a San Francisco salon in violation of the city's COVID-19 order went viral. Yesterday, the speaker said she was set up by that salon that she says she's been going to for years.
I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times. When they said, well, we're able to accommodate people one person at a time, I trusted that.
A heat wave will prevail across most of the Southwest during the upcoming Labor Day weekend, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Dozens of people in custody after a human smuggling attempt in South Texas. The Border Patrol says they found 52 illegal immigrants inside a semi-truck near Laredo over last weekend. A White House coronavirus task force member laying out how people should stay healthy during the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday warning that folks should avoid crowded events, including backyard barbecues. And she says masks need to be worn, especially by younger people who could inadvertently spread the virus to people at risk. Birx added those who have not made smart decisions should not go home to their parents or grandparents and possibly spread the illness. Police in Louisville are preparing for protesters at Saturday's Kentucky Derby. No fans are allowed this year because of the pandemic, but several groups are expected outside the racetrack, and the National Guard is going to be assisting officers with traffic and crowd control. And a man in Lincoln, Nebraska is asking his city council leaders to remove boneless chicken wings from menus across the city. Andrew Christensen pitching the idea during a city council meeting, saying that boneless chicken wings are really chicken tenders. He says they really should be called wet tenders. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.